In Pakistan, a two-month-long investigation is almost over, a probe of charges that Pakistanis sold nuclear weapons technology to other nations. Suspicion has fallen largely on several scientists who were responsible for producing Pakistan's own nuclear weapons. The investigation has turned up a black market in nuclear weapons technology that stretches from Europe to South Africa to the Far East. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
Pakistan didn't want this investigation. It was forced into it by revelations last year that uranium enrichment technology from Pakistan had turned up in Iran, North Korea, and Libya, helping each of those nations pursue the goal of acquiring nuclear weapons. The secret nuclear trade was facilitated through shadowy middlemen in Germany, Holland, Dubai, South Africa, and Malaysia. George Perkovich, an expert on Pakistan's nuclear program at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, says the extent of the secret trade is a shock.
This is probably the most drastic, dramatic, and terrible breach of non-proliferation, rules and norms that we've ever seen. To see that they were actually moving toward kind of a wholesale distribution system and becoming a mail order catalog for proliferation, yeah, that's surprising to me.
The investigation is concentrated on scientists at the Khan Research Laboratories, several of whom have been detained, and on its leader, Abdul Qadir Khan, who is viewed as a national hero and father of the Pakistani atomic bomb. For years, Khan has lived lavishly, far beyond the modest salary he receives from the research lab. Pakistani newspapers reported this week that Khan and a key aide have extensive connections to the nuclear black market and access to secret bank accounts. He and others have also traveled to Iran and North Korea. Khan has denied the charges and insists he is the victim of an international conspiracy. A.Q. Khan is a significant figure in Pakistan, but there is suspicion that the investigation may not look deeper into whether the government, military, or secret service had a hand in this as well. One of the skeptics is Michael Crapon of the Stimson Center in Washington.
I have a hard time seeing the initiation of nuclear commerce with a sensitive country being carried out without some level of higher authorization. If one looks at the pattern of transactions that is coming to light, you see multiple motives. It's not just one motive, and it probably isn't just limited to a couple of people.
Many experts are puzzled about motivation, whether the culprits were driven by ideology as well as financial gain. Neil Jock, an expert on Pakistan at the Livermore National Laboratory in California, met Khan once. He believes Khan is not motivated solely by money.
He's a man who sees himself as a strong Pakistan nationalist. He sees himself as someone who's made significant sacrifices for his country in order to develop the uranium enrichment program against fairly strong efforts by the international community to prevent Pakistan from developing nuclear capability.
Jock is not of the opinion that the current investigation has been rigged to limit the outcome. He believes Pakistan's president, General Pervez Musharraf, wants the probe to get at the truth.
This is creating problems for General Musharraf. There are a lot of Pakistanis who see a hidden hand in this investigation. They think that President Musharraf is following the directions of the United States as opposed to simply letting the evidence lead where it should.
It may have been the way in which Khan helped his nation acquire the bomb that made the secret nuclear trade possible. Pakistan pursued its nuclear capability surreptitiously, says retired General Feroz Khan, who headed the Pakistani Army's Directorate of Arms Control and is now teaching at the U.S. Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey.
This is one of the unintended consequences of trying to acquire a capability from the underworld, a black market world. They had no choice, and to that extent, the state was prepared to accept that, you get it by hook or by crook. The nation needs a nuclear weapon. They delivered what the state wanted them to do. But on the sideline, what they have done is counterproductive to the extent that Pakistan is now facing a very embarrassing situation.
The embarrassment is not limited to Pakistan. George Perkovich says this should lead to investigations around the world to determine how the black market in nuclear technology has been operating.
We need to know all of the nodes, all of the composite parts of this network that was created, this proliferation network.
The nuclear trade has also called into question once again Pakistan's relationship with the United States. Washington is watching with keen interest, says Michael Crapon.
It's less important for President Musharraf to give a full public accounting of misdeeds than it is for him to gain control over these nuclear transactions. If they completely stop, I think people in Washington will be forgiving. If they restart, that's another problem.
The results of Pakistan's nuclear investigation are expected to be made public within a few days. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.